Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. Hola, gente linda. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. It is your girl, Mimi, once again on this mic. It's been a minute, but your girl is back. I hope you guys are doing well, that things are going well for you as we kind of step into the fall season really soon, which it's one of my favorite seasons, by the way. And we're in Virgo season, which is my fave because your girl is a Virgo, of course, 9/18. Oh man. And what a blessing it is and grateful to be around and alive and existing and all that good stuff, because there's just so much going on in the world, just so many things. And so I'm always grateful and conscious and aware of that blessing. So your girl had a birthday yesterday. I officially turned 43, which is wild to me because I don't know, you know, when I was younger and I would have like conversations just in general with people and people say, you know what, age is just a number. I really, really started to realize that even as I got older, how true it is, right? To me, age number wise really doesn't bother me to say my age, and never going to be a thing for me, just because honestly, it's a blessing to be alive and to be around, you know, and I'm always grateful about that. So I get it now that I've gotten older, because it's really about how you feel. How about yourself? There's young people that are old souls, or people that act older and they're younger in their 20s. And so I really always am aware of that. It's just truly a number. It's just more that's become more evident for me is to continue to take care of myself, how health is definitely wealth, and that I always say I want to be around forever. That's always been my thing. I always want to be around. I want to be present. I want to have a good time. I want to share this life with the people that I care about, that I love, and, you know, just create memories. That's what I've learned through the years. The most important things that really stick and stay is the memories you create. A moment in time, a capsule of, you know, memories and things that you can go back and have a conversation, you know, just with anyone, you know. And so I want to create more of those experiences. That's what's been really important to me, you know, just really like if there's a concert you want to go to, just do it. You know, there was two concerts that I really wish I had the chance to go, and I'm gonna share were those two artists, Prince and Michael Jackson. And unfortunately, they no longer with us, and that's why I'm always this thing about if there's a concert, an event, if you can, just do it, experience it, you know, because you just never know, you know. And as I go into this age of in my 40s, I become more and more comfortable with myself, more feeling comfortable expressing who I am and just being more vocal and being more even open to things to try. And as I embark in this new chapter of my life in my Virgo season, I definitely want to just be even more intentional on experiences, connections with people, and always being present. So important. And take more pictures. I want to create a photo book this year. That's one of the things I'm going to do is just take pictures and just create like capsules of like, okay, this is what happened in the month of September. And then these are the things I enjoyed in the month of October. Just really create a book to have of memories and the people that I care about. And just I used to enjoy looking at photos like as a kid. Remember when your parents had like that huge, or family member had like that huge photo book, and you would go back and just look at all this stuff, and that just create conversations, and you just get into that time and be like, yeah, I remember when that happened. And I don't know if we do that anymore, right? Do you feel that we do that? Because I personally don't feel that we don't do that anymore, right? I know that we really live our lives, a lot of us, posting it on social media. But I mean, just like keeping that little piece in a book and looking back, right? And just even like doing family photos. I remember I was having this conversation with a friend. For my family, usually like it was either Thanksgiving or Christmas, they would like hire a professional photographer and have like a family photo, right? We haven't done that in years. And you know what? I'm thinking about really doing that and just having something, with my mom, my brother, having one of those. And then when I go to Puerto Rico, I want to do that where we all go and just have a professional photo or take nice photos and just blow them up and just have one of those for each of us to have. And so, yeah, like things like that and the nostalgic memories of, I think those things still matter, right? Like those are pieces of things that I still want to hold on to and that I want to have as a keepsake, So yeah, there's a lot of things that I want to bask and just really go into in my new chapter. Also, one year I did this thing called like it's like a joy box. So what I did was like every day I would write something that brought me happiness or joy and put it in the box, like a little box. It could be anything you can choose or a little bag. And then at the end of the year, I would go back and read these little like notes that I've written. And it really gives you good perspective of see where you find the joy, right? We have to look for joy that has to be applied. And we have to work on that. And no one's going to give that to our, or just ourselves, right? We're responsible for our own happiness and our own joy. So that's the stuff that I'm going to add to my happiness list as well. And, I'm just looking forward to, I really feel like a lot of good things are going to be happening. I always think like that anyway. I try to, there's always going to be bumps in the road because that's just what life is. Life is about up and downs, and you're going for a full ride. Buckle up, baby, because that's what it's all about, right? That's how we grow as individual, see what we're made of. And all I do know, no matter what happens, things always work out. If I know anything about life at this point where I'm at, is that things always work out. They just do. I think that as me, I'm going to speak for myself. I just want to know how it works out, right? You want to know all the details. You want to know the timeline from beginning to end. And that's not how it works. It really doesn't. And as a Virgo, oof, I am so guilty of this, of wanting to control. And as I continue my journey of life, I have to learn to be like, girl, things just got to be what they got to be. Everything, you can't control everything. And when I start to let go is when things just fall into place like they need to. And that's what life is about. Sometimes just enjoy the ride. It could be crazy. I've been there. And just really go for it. Let it be. I just wanted to go on here because it's been a minute. And I really do enjoy podcasting. And I'm trying to find, I'm going to find a new wave. And there's going to be things that I mentioned before that will be changing within this podcast. And I might enjoy more to this podcast. I want to show a different side of Coffee with Curls and really embrace the different sides and creativity of who I am. So, as always, I appreciate you listening because you can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. And until the next one, have a good one, beautiful. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.